And we can talk now to the Hull manager, Steve Bruce. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, Gary.
Steve, an interesting time for your club this week, with your owner saying that he may sell the club or even give it away. What's been your reaction to that story this
well,
week?
Well, I mean, it's nothing new. I mean, it reared its ugly head about 6-8 months ago, and I knew he wasn't going to take the FA's decision lightly. So I think he's obviously made the appeal. You know, he is passionate about it, and he wants the branding of the name to change so he can work abroad with it, and that's his belief, that's what he wants to do, and he make the club bigger and better. Now, you know, as I said, it's his strong belief that that's the way forward, and I think we've got to respect that.
Yeah, absolutely. And he says, you know, and he says, trust me, I'll do it. I'll just give the club away if I can't find a buyer. And
well,
you wouldn't doubt his word, would you?
No, yeah, well, the one thing, he doesn't do bluff. And I think the listening public should know, you know, I think there's a misconception about him, really, that he's another foreign owner. He's been in the area for 50-odd years. He lives 2.5-3 miles away from the stadium. You know, so he is part of the community. And the one thing I've only worked with for a couple of years is that he doesn't do bluff. What he says, he means. And yes, of course, he might give it away. I would have thought he'd give it away to his son. but what we should do is listen to him, because he doesn't do bluffs.
Is it difficult for you to plan with all this uncertainty?
Well, I don't think deep down that he wants to sell. You know, I think he's that adamant about the whole situation. That's what he says. I hope there's a middle ground. I hope he gets. I mean, in England, we're very wary of change. I never thought in my lifetime that, you know, the Football League would be broken up and we'd have the Barclays Premier League like we've got at the moment for the last 20 years. I never thought Arsenal would leave Highbury and play in the Emirates. Bit similar to Manchester City. I was in and around Manchester when Manchester City were going to move and they were going to move to the Etihad. There was all sorts of complaints. So, you know, if there's a common ground to be found by all, and there's huge traditionalists, and I'm one myself, but, you know, if there's a common ground, then let's hope we can get there, because the last thing we need is a situation to become fractious. And at the moment it is, because the team are doing okay.
Yes, you're doing okay. And you did brilliantly last season, an FA Cup final, a mid-table finish. You've set the bar very high for yourselves, haven't you?
Well, we have, but we like to think we've improved and we've tried to improve again. I mean, the only thing is, everybody else has improved too. You know, we know what the Barclays Premier League is. It's a tough league and a tough division. But we think we've got the tools to move forward again. You know, we've been fairly active in the transfer market. We've added a few very decent players to the squad, so let's hope we can improve.
Yes, and on the subject of moving forward, we've just been reviewing the Sunday papers, and I don't know whether you've seen... Have you seen the Sunday papers this morning, Steve?
I haven't, no. It's a bit too early for me yet, but...
All right, well, let me tell you what one or two of the back pages are saying. They're saying that there's every chance you may end up at Newcastle if Newcastle were to make a change with their manager. What's your first reaction to that?
Well, I'm like any other manager, and when I see another manager under huge pressure, like obviously Alan is, and it was only a few years ago I was in the same sort of situation. It ain't nice, and it's a horrible Sunday morning for him, and I find it very, very disrespectful that, you know, that I'm linked with somebody else's job when he's still in a job, and that part of the game will never change. We all understand it, but for me at the moment, I'm just concentrating on the game against West Ham tomorrow night and leave all that aside.
Yes, and the thing is, having sort of built the foundations that you have at Hull City, in a way, I suppose, you know, you could look at it and say, well, I've only been here 5 minutes anyway.
Well, I've only been here a couple of years, and we've had a really, really good couple of years. And Hull, after what happened to me at Sunderland, and a bit similar to Alan Pardew, what he's gone through now, then I know how difficult the North East is. And as I said, I've been here for a couple of years, and Hull give me that chance to get back up and running again. And for that, I'll always be grateful.
Yes, and I mean, that's why possibly you would want to stay at Hull City. I know these are difficult questions for you to answer, Stephen. As you say, you don't want to be disrespectful to Alan Pardew either.
I don't. I wouldn't. If you hadn't mentioned it, I would have said to you before the interview, I don't even want to talk about what's in the Sunday pay, because I do find it very disrespectful. It's a hard enough job we've all got. And we all know what it's like now in football management. But you know, I find it very, very disrespectful.
Yeah, and tell me about West Ham tomorrow. You have that match coming up, and when you look at the table, I mean, I know it's ridiculous to say we're only the sort of the 14th of September, but it's a six pointer. That's a home. It's a massive game for you.
It's a big game for both clubs. I mean, they're one of the clubs that you can look at and think, well, we've got a chance to get something from this game, and I'm sure Big Sam will be saying exactly the same about us. But the one thing that we did manage last year, were home form stood up and really, really helped us achieve what we had to achieve. So let's hope we can do exactly the same this year.
Indeed. And you're just driving into training this morning?
Yeah, we're getting ready to go and take training this morning. And we're training and we'll be on the training ground 10:30.
Steve, lovely to chat to you. And thanks for answering the questions in the way you did. Appreciate you coming on the programme, Steve.
Thanks ever so much, Gary. Thank you.